Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Still here.
Back for round two, literally.
Wow.
You've done well today.
Isn't it? I've been listening. I mean, Stevie's back on the radio.
Yeah, it's good.
Following all the news. I'm very interested in the Man City story.
Are you?
Yeah, because I think if they get stuff taken away from them, I just think Watford are the FA Cup winners from 2017.
Isn't this the same as what happened this happened to a Scottish team as well.
Yeah, it's happened to a lot. I think Luton it happened to.
Rangers, they got flung out of the league.
That's right, yes.
The thing is, though, it's not... I've been following this story quite a lot, and it's not... If they say to Man United or Watford, right, so, OK, we're going to give the FA Cup to you...
No, it's not how you'd want to win it.
It's not how you want to win it. It's not.
I'm a Watford fan, I'll take anything.
Yeah,
if somebody's going to give us the FA Cup from 5 years ago, I'll be like, yeah, we'll have that.
I mean, did you lose 9-0?
Yeah, 8-0.
8-0. Sorry.
But there's pictures. I saw pictures this morning on Twitter, and it's like, congratulations, and there's a picture of Watford in the change room, all going, yay! And it says, FA Cup winners 2017. And I was like, what? And I went, oh, that could happen.
It's bye. The only word is Essex on the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. With Aesthetics of Essex, anti-aging cosmetic surgery clinic, now open at High Street, Malden. 3, 2, 1, go. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go!
Right, let's do it for Tuesday then. It's Chris and Scott getting you home across Essex with the biggest tunes on the radio as well.
Radio Essex.
Let's start with Lewis Capaldi. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo and Timmy Loved. 11 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott.
Did you see, I'm pretty sure it was Lizzo, at the...
Grammys.
At the Grammys, what she said about Beyonce?
No.
It was amazing. So she basically said, like, you're everyone's inspiration, she said, but you're my inspiration. And then she said a swear word.
Yeah.
We've won a Grammy. But it was the respect that she showed for Beyonce was lovely.
They get like the most amazing goodie bags, don't they? Like crazy amazing.
Goodie bags used to be good back in the day, mate.
But somebody told me once at the Grammys they got like an island.
Caribbean
island.
What I just said about goodie bags being good back in the day, I'm going to retract that.
You didn't get an island.
Didn't get an island. No.
That's pretty cool. Busy morning today. How you been? How's your day been, Scott?
I've done 4 washes.
You've done 4 washes. That's good.
As in not washing myself.
No.
Because everyone knows I don't do that.
Washing machine washes.
Yeah. Washing machine. Loads of towels. 6 towels. 7 towels.
I got one in my gym bag. I went to the gym this morning with my towel. I went with. So Harry came with me. Right. This is weird. I was going to share this with the class. It was getting changed in the changing room. I was thinking. They're my boxer shorts you're wearing. And he went, no. He said, well, yeah, we ain't got any. I couldn't find anyone.
So you just wore yours.
Don't wear mine, though.
No,
that's weird.
I don't like it.
Because I'm a bit weird about sharing stuff like that. And he said about towels. See, towels, if they're in the bathroom, they're used, and then you put them back on the towel thing, and then the next person uses the towel.
Well, I'm going to stop you there.
Well, you don't share towels.
Don't, right, let's, right, okay.
Do you share boxer shorts?
No.
I was just thinking maybe something
you know, everyone knows the Joey doesn't share food.
Yeah.
Well, Scott doesn't share anything. Like, I don't...
Have you got your own towel?
Yes. That lives outside the bathroom that I use. This is what you've got to understand about a towel, Chris, right? Now, if you're in the bathroom and Karen's in the bathroom and you see Karen using her towel...
Yeah.
And, and she's just, I don't know, just done normal bits with it, right? If you know what I'm saying. Then that's fine. What you could do...
Because I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you could do is you could go, I'll use that towel because I can see that it's been nowhere.
You just used your arm, you just dried your arms on
you
it.
You just dried your arms and your legs.
Yeah.
But, if she's done more than that...
Yeah.
Then you're washing your face.
Yeah, but no, I'm not washing my face, I'm drying my face.
Drying your face, even worse, I feel. It's just not something, especially if, If Brennan's just had a shower and he's put his towel back, that towel's being burnt. It's not being you. Oh, I'll tell you what, I might use that. It's
so Kerry
not.
Says, have you put a wash in? He's like, no, I've got a bonfire. I've got a bonfire burning there. All this stuff over here.
I might not share a towel anymore.
You've made me feel that's weird.
But saying that, if Kerry had just had a bath.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I've left the bath in, I'd get in the bath.
How was that?
Because she's just chilling in the bath. She's like, she's just about 6 showers a day, that one. Like, she's just chilling in the bath to relax.
I think we've had this conversation on the radio before about the different temperatures of baths. If Karen's left the bath,
oh, no, I have to
it's
put,
normally the temperature of lava.
No, I have to put water, like cold water.
Yeah, yeah, like half a bath full of cold water.
Because you can't get in it.
It's like lava. Yeah, it's not nice. What else do we share?
Producer Tom, why have you got your hand up?
When me and Steph went to New York, I shared toothbrush with her.
She wasn't happy
with me, but I was fine with it.
You didn't ask for permission, you just used it.
I used it. And then she was like, what are you doing? I've used that.
Absolutely, yeah. Because that's disgusting.
I don't see a problem with that.
Why? Because if you're kissing properly, then it's the same thing. Is that where your brain's going with that?
Yeah, I use somebody else's toothbrush.
Hang on, whoa. You're not just narrowing that to Steph, like, so...
So you'd use my toothbrush?
Yeah, if that was the only one available.
Oh, mate.
Wow.
I don't mind.
So, but this is what I don't...
Doesn't bother.
This is what I don't understand. So, like, Sean from Five.
Yeah.
I know him really well.
Yeah.
He come to my room once, we was in Mexico, and he just knocked on my door and went... Hey, mate, can I use your toothbrush? Can't find mine. And I went, no, you cannot. I said, what do you mean? I said, no. And he went, I don't understand. I said, if you use my toothbrush, I now can't use... I'd have to give you the toothbrush. He said, well, yeah, fine, give me the toothbrush. but there's no way that that's going to be a thing. Like, listen, we're best mates.
Yeah, I'm not sharing your toothbrush.
I'm not... No. Like...
Would you drink out the same cup I drunk out of?
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, you know...
If I gave you, this chicken tikka's nice, have a bit of this, would you use the fork that
I'd
use?
Okay. These are the people...
It's your face!
These are the people...
He's horrified. He's like, what?
These are the people that I don't...
He's gonna take you off.
These are the people that I don't understand, right? So I've got those friends.
You're not putting anything of mine in your mouth, is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, depending on what day of the month is, you know. What I'm saying is if I said to someone, I'll try this, and they took my fork and put the fork in the mouth, I would be very uneasy with that. I would now get a new fork.
Okay.
Unless, obviously, it was the twins.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that sounds weird, because they're younger.
So Brennan, no, but the twins, yes.
No, they're getting, like, to back off now. Like, they're 9. So now, maybe not. Whenever
See, I'm getting the feeling that if I said to Tom, here, try this, he would just eat it off my fork. He wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I was chewing gum and I said, oh, this is a good flavour, whack this in your mouth, would you?
I wouldn't want chewing gum. I don't like that.
You don't like chewing gum? Oh, so that's the only problem.
Yeah.
So he's got barriers. how many times did you get COVID?
I didn't.
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry and Tom Grennan Lionheart. Hello, Chris and Scott for Tuesday. It seems, Tom, you've overshared, not for the first time.
Apparently so, yeah.
Rob says you are gross.
Thanks, Rob.
For sharing the toothbrush with your partner. Alison says, my partner thinks he can share the flannel, and I always tell him, don't touch the flannel.
No. Do not ever share a flannel with anybody.
Yeah, see, a towel, I think, is slightly removed from a flannel. I think flannel is... That's not something you'd want to share with anyone. I use the scrunchy thing in the shower. What they call... They are called scrunchies, aren't they?
Yeah, but do you know, have you tried washing that? Have you rinsed that through in the shower?
Yeah.
Never let it touch your body again.
What do you mean?
It's filth.
Well, it's my filth.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Well, I don't share it. No, we've all got different colours.
Yeah, but see, that's the right thing. So, who is it here? Ellie has said, never share towels, have our own colours. That's exactly what you should do. So, I don't even need...
Hang on a minute, you didn't finish her message. She told us all the different colours, and then at the end just threw in... I'd share my toothbrush, though.
Yeah, I mean, then you might...
I mean, you might as well share your towels. Gary says, Scott, what's wrong with sharing? You got to share some things in life.
I mean, like, I share normal things.
Well, like the radio show.
You share that. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't share a pizza. It's mine. But I share things, just not things that make you vomit.
Liam on Canvey, in my house, everything is shared. We don't have private towels or whatever Scott's on about. It's a load of rubbish. Private towels.
Right, come on. Don't be ridiculous.
Big Pete says, oh, geezers, nice to hear these Scottish newsreaders back, Stevie. Everyone has missed his dulcet tones. I think that's his name. Cheesy coleslaw. Stevie Shillinglaw. It's close.
It's quite close.
Amy Imbiliriki says, hi, guys. I always wear my boyfriend's boxers and my mum and dad think I'm strange for wearing them. I don't think that's weird at all. It is weird, Amy.
No, it is weird. For reasons I might not be able to say on the radio. It's weird.
Thank you for all the sharing texts on there. Niall Horan. Neil's on his way. Neil from One Direction. I like his tune.
Oh, he's really good.
I haven't heard Slow Hands for a long time. Where's that sprung from?
From the Radio Essex archives.
Wow. We never play that.
Yeah.
I love that tune. That's coming up. Pink as well. Never Gonna Not Dance Again. I've heard that one. And the latest on the roads. We'll give you a full update next. Radio Essex Pink, Never Gonna Not Dance Again. It's Chris and Scott for Tuesday. We started a conversation about sharing. Not, you know, what you share in a relationship. Obviously, love, kids. Not toothbrushes, though.
No.
Please don't be doing that. Sadie in Clacton says, we have our own towels in the house, different colours. Same with the scrunchies in the shower. Me and my husband have one electric toothbrush. But we do switch the heads, yeah. So we don't actually share the head.
Makes perfect
sense. We have different colour band at the bottom, so we know which one's ours. So yep. We just have one actual handled thing. That's fine. Amy says, hi, lads. Afternoon to you both. I'm with Scott all the way on this. I can't share anything with anyone. It's just not for me. Can't understand anyone that would share anything.
I mean, share a little bit, Andy. You know, share a bit of love.
Debbie in Rettendon. Hi, guys. My husband always uses my razors, and it does my nut. Let's hope he's not doing his. I think that's got to be the worst. You can't be sharing razors, says Debbie. I'd agree with that.
No, right, so I have used Kerry's razor before, and oh. She does not get very happy about it because, I don't know if you know this, Chris, but like, so the woman's razor,
yeah,
it's got like its own like soap attached to it.
What?
So
what do you mean soap?
Right, so this razor that Kerry's got. Seriously, right, so it's got like a it's like bigger, right? So it's a bigger like head on it.
Yeah.
And when you, like, so you wet your face and then like you go like that, tap, 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 tap.
Yeah.
And then you shave, as you, no shaving foam, just shave and magically appears. It's amazing.
It's got shaving cream built into it.
It's got shaving cream built into it and as it hits the water.
Yeah.
It's magic. It's amazing.
Why didn't you buy yourself one of those?
It's pink and that is. But I've used it and obviously, and she says, your hair's like thicker and like sharper than mine. And I'm like, that's not a thing, but yeah, maybe. So she gets angry. So.
Well, it is because you're obviously doing your beard with it.
But yeah, let's say that I'm doing my beard. Let's definitely go with the beard.
Okay.
The radio, yeah.
That's what you're doing, yeah?
Yeah, the beard, yeah.
Right. So, Niall Horan, Slow Hands, will play for you.
Definitely use Slow Hands.
Slow and careful hands, Niall Horan. It's Radio Essex, Metro Booming, and the Weekends. It's Chris, hope you're doing okay. Scott here as well. We've got Stevie on news. Tom looking after Tom, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of what's happening there. Weather for you tonight. Dry with lengthy clear spells, down to -3, though. Another frost in the morning when you wake up. It's going to be slow to clear through the morning, then another dry day. Plenty of sunshine light today once the fog has cleared, and highs tomorrow of 7 degrees for Wednesday. Right, brand new tune from Freya Ridings. Here's The Weekend. Who owns Wrexham?
Mark Reynolds.
Ryan, yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
Who's Mark Reynolds?
I don't know.
Oh, do you know what? What's happened is he was good for a day and now Mark Reynolds. And what's the other guy called? Do you know his name?
What?
There's two of them.
The co-owner.
Yeah, there's a co-owner.
I don't know.
Rob McElveny.
McElveny, that's right.
No.
He's more famous in America, though.
Yeah, I know.
Mark Reynolds is a massive Hollywood.
Mark Reynolds is massive. He's,
you know what the worst of it is just as I was looking at the next story, the sport one, I was like, should I show off and be like, Mark Reynolds, owner of
Oh, I wish you had done.
Weather.
Well, it's still overcast and dry, but a wee bit chilly across Essex. Temperatures on the big drive home still reaching 7 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. I feel updated.
Thanks. Cheers. Cheers, Dave.
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. We play the hits. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Woo! Mark Reynolds, now in Deadpool. It's got a ring to it, isn't it? Just gone 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Right, Miley Cyrus, brand new tunes called Flowers.
We were good.
It's Radio Essex, H, Ashanti and Baby. Hello to Sophie, yay for Stevie being back. We missed you, is he back for good? He is, yeah. Every hour he's on, and I think every hour today he's been on, there's always been somebody new that's just come in to go, is Stevie back?
Yes, we announced him yesterday, but you might not be listening yesterday, so yeah, he is back.
Thank you, Sophie, for getting in touch. Did a bit of cooking last night, and I cooked a green, like, Thai chicken curry.
Right, okay.
But nice, really, really lovely taste. Chili's hard to get off your hands.
Yeah, it is.
Once you scrape, because you cut it like lengthways, don't you? You take all the seeds out and everything, and then you cut it so it's small bits of chili. And it just stays on your hands. So you can wash your hands afterwards, and then it still hurts. I found that out the hard way last night.
Oh, this is interesting. Sounds interesting.
I cook in and did all the cooking, and afterwards I was like, I must go to the toilet. Right.
Oh no!
I got chili in a place that you shouldn't get chili.
Oh,
and honestly, I don't think I've experienced pain like it.
How long was this pain lasting?
40 minutes. Good 40 minutes.
Oh, this is.
It just wouldn't go away, and I'd washed my hands, and then it still happened.
Oh, this is brilliant.
The sting was, honestly, it was ridiculous. And then when I went to bed, I was tired and I was sort of rubbing my eyes. And then I got a bit of my eye. I felt almost like...
So you got it in both eyes?
You got it in both eyes, yeah. Yeah, both my eyes. But the eye wasn't as painful.
The first eye was.
Because I've had eye pain before, yeah, when something goes in your eye. I don't often get other eye pain like that. This was... I thought I was bleeding. I thought it was that much pain. I thought this is bad.
That is not good.
And I didn't,
Chris.
You know, I was thinking, you know, I could fill the sink up with cold water or something.
You're not wrenching the sink.
It was excruciating pain. But I don't know whether anyone's had any cooking faux pas like that. I did have, yeah, Stobo, I did have what you just said.
Yeah.
I did have a chili. Yes. Yeah, but I don't know if anyone's had cooking faux pas like that, but this was, and it took away the beauty of how actually the Thai green curry turned out, because it was beautiful, but it wasn't worth it. I would have sooner had Weetabix.
So, that would smart a little as well. I wouldn't have Weetabix in there.
Yeah. I didn't intentionally do this.
I didn't think that you thought, oh, I wonder what that'd feel like.
I knew instantly as well. I was like, that's chili. That's chilly there.
That is not good, Chris. I don't feel sorry for you. I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious.
Yes, did everyone else in the house?
Oh, you announced it in the house, did you?
Well, I had to. I was literally...
Was you running around going, oh!
No, I was in agony. I wasn't just sitting on the settee going, oh, that's a bit weird. It was like, oh! For about 40 minutes.
Yeah, no, I do feel sorry for you.
It was amusing. But if you've had a cooking faux pas like that... I don't know if you've had anything quite like that.
I don't think anyone's going to beat that.
If you've had anything like that, I'd love to know. Keon DeCrow is going to be on with Joe Kinch soon.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Well, he's doing a little live set.
Possibly.
He's in the top 10 iTunes downloads now.
Yeah.
This song is like huge. It's everywhere. It's called I'll Be Waiting. Keon DeCrow on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex 413. Keon DeCrow.
I'll be waiting.
Have you seen what he does on TikTok and YouTube and stuff?
I've seen bits of him on TikTok and that.
So he does, I'm going to have to ask Todd what it's called. Is it called a flash mob?
Yeah, people suddenly in the train start dancing.
So what he does is he does a singing flash mob. So he's got a choir with him.
Right? Yeah.
And he goes into, he's done it on the train, he's done it in a shop, he's done it getting a coffee. So he starts singing it and the people in there are going, oh, that's just weird. But then some of them are acting like it's weird. And then they start join in singing, and then in the end they get up and they're all clapping. But and it's really, I mean, one, they sound amazing. They're singing really nicely and all in harmony. It's brilliant. So if I was there, I'd really appreciate the art of it. I'd be like, oh, this is incredible. But I've seen a couple of them where you've got, like, grumpy people sitting there on the train. There was this one on the train, and this guy's got his arms folded for the whole time.
Yeah.
So angry about the singing on the train. And I'm like, oh, mate, it sounds really good.
It's really weird when you watch those type of things and you see, like, a load of dancers dancing on the train, and it's a massive spectacle,
yeah, like
from a West End musical or something. But you'll have that person that's just sitting there going, I'm not even going to look up, just going to sit on my phone. And you just think, how boring is your life?
Yeah, exactly.
That you can't even crack a smile, that this is happening in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. Or you get like a busker, like he's done busking, and you get people, oh, can you turn that down? You're polluting the airwaves, and like, what are you doing?
I do think sometimes people miss out on so much stuff, especially people on their phone. And you see it where there's like, oh, Ed Sheeran's turn up in Ipswich to do some busking. And you just see people walking past glued to their phones. You're like, do you realise Ed Sheeran is there doing it?
He's there live.
Yeah, he's there right in front of you doing it. I do find that a bit weird. To tell you who else used to do that flash mob thing, and we spoke to him a bit about it when he called in on the show, Sam Ryder was in a choir based in Malden, I think it was, and they used to do the same thing. So they'd go to weddings and they'd be in the congregation, and then somebody would get up and go, it must be love. And then somebody else would stand up and do the love. And then in the end, there was about 10 people in the congregation.
But see, that's so cool.
It would be really cool to have that. Sam Ryder used to do it. I think the choir still goes, but that's where he kind of started his singing.
If you were there
singing career,
watching, you would stand up, wouldn't you? And just sing
join
one
in.
Of the, yeah, one of the verses.
Because they wouldn't know. They'd
go, you'd be like, love. Yeah, like,
I'm with them. Chili in the areas where chili's not supposed to go. If you just tuned in, I did some cooking yesterday, then got chili somewhere where it shouldn't have gone.
Shouldn't have gone.
Wasn't supposed to be there. Claire says, Chris, you need to wear rubber gloves when chopping chilies. I've learnt the hard way too.
Oh, it's just not good, is it?
Angie said, rubbing alcohol or vodka, baking soda and water and aloe vera lotion will get the chili off your hands so you don't burn other parts of your body. Good advice there from
Angie
as well. I'll make sure I keep vodka with me at all times while cooking from now on.
Yeah.
I could just numb the pain that way.
You could do, yeah. I've done it again.
Alok and James Arthur coming up. New tunes called Work With My Love. Everybody's saying he's the rhino on The Masked Singer. It's definitely Charlie from Busted.
It is Charlie from Busted.
It can't be James Arthur. And I think there was a wedding clue last weekend. It's like, crash the wedding. It's Charlie from Busted, people.
It's got to be.
Lewis Capaldi coming up as well with Someone You Loved, and we'll update the latest on the roads as well next. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, that's called Here. It's 20 to 5, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Tell you what we haven't done for ages, and I've got a lot of grief about this as well, because everyone said to me, since you stopped being number one in the Fantasy Football League, you've not mentioned it once. That's not true. We've got other things to talk about. Fantasy Football League is still going strong. We have our own league. If you're new to the show, we have a Fantasy Football League, which is the official Premier League one.
Yeah.
But we have our own team for the Chris and Scott show. I can't remember the details. Do you remember the details of what it is that they have to do to register?
Go to radioessex.com, go to the Chris and Scott tab, and then go to where it says get involved and join the Fantasy Football
League. Oh, is it on the
website? That is why you are the producer of this show, Tom.
Drop the mic for that, mate. That's an actual thing. So go to the website, go to our pages, and you can register and join the league on the Fantasy Football app. So, I was leading that for quite a long time.
Quite a while. You were very, very gloaty about it, wasn't you?
Once I changed my captain from Haaland to somebody else, and it all went horribly wrong. And the problem is, in the top 20, I've looked at it, everybody's got the same team.
I haven't, because you sabotaged.
Because I've sabotaged your team. But actually, it's probably done you a favour, because Haaland's not done anything since I've done that. So I just want to give people a mention in the top 10, so it's not a massive football chit-chat. And also, the beauty of it is you don't have to know anything about football, which
Tom's
is what
done it.
Tom's done it. Yeah. He knows nothing about football, doesn't like football, and
Tom,
has done his own fantasy football team.
How did you pick the players? Like, what was it on, like, you know, whether they had, like, good football skills and stuff?
No.
How did you pick them?
I chose the names I liked.
He just chose the names that he liked.
Okay, so, and that's worked for you. We'll find out in a second. We'll see where you are in the league. Right, number 10 is, and you can always come up with great titles for your team as well. That's good. Chris has come up at number 10 with Partey Pooper. It's very clever. Good. Lloyd Sayer at 9 with Sayer's X11. We've got Reboot International, Debbie at 8. Grossi's Galactios, Craig at number 7. Expected to Lose, I like that, from Toby at 6. Newton Heath FC, Carl Smith at 5. Dan Tolly, Tolly Streamers at 4. Philip Sands, The Rail Sandman at 3.
Oh, that's
What's
good.
Up Doc at 2. Craig Johnson and Lee Ford, Couch Potato, at number 1 with a hell of a lot of points. I'm currently 16th.
That's not too bad. That's
it's not too bad. You're 60th.
That's not great.
And Tom, you're currently sitting high up, 114th.
I'm higher than I was.
You are, because you were like 250, weren't you? Or 200. Yeah. You were literally the bottom of the
pile. You were pretty much the bottom of the pile, weren't you?
Climbing up the league, 114th. You are the Fantasy Football League's version of Nottingham Forest. So well done to you. If you want to join that, get to the website and we will have you on there.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3.
And it's live! It's Radio Essex, Sam Smith, Calvin Harris, and I'm not here to make friends. I'm just checking with Tom, right, okay. So Tom's out in the office where all the people are, including Stevie the newsreader. It's been 2 days now and we haven't had any fun with Stevie yet.
Is now the time?
I think now's the time. Okay. So he can't hear us. I've said Stevie's name a couple of times now and he's not appeared at the window. So Tom's in the office. He's playing everybody a piece of music that we are going to use for our show. So he's playing it all to them in the office so they can't hear the radio while we say what we're just about to say. In 10 minutes' time, Stevie's going to read the news.
Yes.
After 5 o'clock, I'm Steve Schillinglaw. And he's going to be great because he is great.
He's great.
So good to have him back. What we thought would be funny, though, what if while he was reading the news, you were all texting? You remember we did this with Tom the other day, like, Tom's in the kitchen, tell us what you want, cup of tea, and then he'll be really freaked out. He'd come into the studio and go, why has everyone got a tea order in? What we thought might be quite funny is while Stevie's reading the news, if everybody was texting,
like frantically texting.
Frantically texting, on the app, on the text, oh my God, Steve, I can't believe you said that. Make it out as though he said a bad word.
Yeah, so we're going to say that he said a bad word. We're not going to say the bad
word. Don't say
the... We'll be cancelled.
We'd get done.
And then we can then go, Stevie, what did you say?
And then he'd say, no, I haven't. You boys are winding me up in his Scottish accent. And we can go, mate, look at the text.
And then if there's like just explosions going off on the text, then he will panic so badly.
Don't text anything now because it will be obvious. But while the 5 o'clock news is going out, he won't read it while the news is on. So you won't put him off
reading the news.
He will only see it when we say to him afterwards and he'll go, no, I haven't. You go, yeah, come in. Listen, look at this. Look at the text.
Look at the text.
He will come in and see it and then realise. And then I think
there might be tears.
I think he'll apologise.
Yes. Yeah. Imagine if he does I'm so sorry. I'm so, if I've offended anyone, that would be my dream.
Because the thing is, you're reading a script. You're not really, well, you are listening, but you're not really listening. So,
and he's made a few mistakes in his time.
If like 1,000 people go, hey, I can't believe you just said that, he will believe it. I mean, there's no way he won't believe it.
Yeah, no, this is good. I like this a lot.
Our text number, if you want to store it in your phone now, is 81400. That's 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. And then something like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. Or, Stevie, did you know you just said that? Something like that.
Yeah.
Do it on the app as well. We can't say any more about it because he'll be in the news studio in about 2 minutes' time getting ready. So this will be the last we mention it. But the news at 5 is coming up while the news is on.
Bombard us.
Just bombard us with text. 81400 with the word Essex at the front of your message and grab us on the app as well.
Weather.
A dry but overcast and very chilly evening in store across Essex. Temperatures on the big drive home reaching 5 degrees. I'm Stevie Schillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Did you say something wrong?
Did you?
No, I'm just looking at the text screen.
Oh. You might need to apologise or something. Come in here.
Come and have a look at the text screen.
We just need to make sure that...
I wasn't listening, so I don't know what's happened. But the text screen's just
gone
exploded.
Mental. We don't know... I didn't hear you say anything, but... I mean...
Do you want to read some of them?
I can't believe you use bad language. My kids are listening. I never said anything bad.
Well, there's lots of text. It's not just one person. There's about 100.
1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Not how do we stumble, but I never...
Yeah, but what could the stumble have sounded like?
Oh my God, Steve, I can't believe he said that word. This is a family show. This is Aretha, Sharon. Oh my God, did he actually just say that?
Oh no.
Stevie, can't believe you just said that.
What happened?
Can't believe the kiddies are listening, says Grace in Billericay.
Oh no.
There's probably about 100 here.
Oh, they're still coming in.
What did you... I don't know what you said.
Ofcom incoming.
Don't know what that means.
Oh my God, I missed you hearing your voice, but I cannot believe you said...
What did you say?
Oh no, what have you said?
I was concentrating really hard. What is this?
Oh no. Do you want to just do a quick apology?
Stevie, what did you say? Oh my God, the kids were listening. Day two, says Kay. And Olivia, age 9.
Oh my
God.
Right, I'm going to...
Oh no.
I've got to do an apology. I would like to apologise to anybody, and... I'm starting to panic.
I can't do it anymore.
Stevie, we're winding you up. We're winding you up.
We're not just us, the whole of
Essex. We're winding you up.
The whole of Essex is winding you up.
Welcome to day two, break, Stevie. Welcome to day two, break. Oh, he was just doing a sincere apology to Ofcom. So you know when Tom was outside at 10:02 playing a song?
And he turned the radio off.
That was
there.
So you couldn't hear the radio. It's all been a set up. You said nothing wrong. Oh no, look at his poor little face.
Oh, he's... God. He's hyperventilating.
Oh no, he's on the floor now, ladies and gentlemen. He's on the floor. Oh, Essex, you've played a blinder.
Where have the text messages gone?
Because
you told him to text in.
Yeah, when Tom
Whilst
came outside.
You're on the news.
Tom came outside to talk to Jack and he turned the radio down.
The back of my neck is sweating.
That's so you couldn't hear the radio while we were setting this up.
The back of my neck and my...
And then we turned the radio back up, so you didn't know that we'd told Essex to do this.
And we told them to do it as you were talking, just bombard with, oh my God. And we told him to say things like, oh my God, Stevie, can't believe you said that generic word on the radio.
And I stumbled and I looked at Chris and he turned his face away from me.
That's because he was laughing because all the texts were coming in.
Kyrie and Rayleigh says, welcome back, Stevie. Chums for Cabby Vince. Superb, actually brilliant. Well done, Chris and Scott and Essex. Yeah, it wasn't us, it was you. I mean, you played a blinder, all of you.
I think I've been, about 2.5 years, my favourite.
It was my favourite moment.
I feel sick.
Did they not have fun like this at heart?
Drunk some water.
On the stretch.
Oh, he's shaking. Oh, I feel bad now.
Oh, when awful. He started doing the apology. Because you done a little deep breath and you went, I'd like to apologise.
Just sitting there thinking, I'm apologising for something I don't know what
I was concentrating.
Sandra in Southminster, welcome back. We've missed you, Stevie. Sue says, you and Chris are so wicked. I think that's to you.
You know the little present that the dog will do in the garden?
Yeah.
Right? I thought I'd said that, right? Because I had a stumble and then there was the Casemiro or whatever the footballer's name is, right? And I'm thinking to myself, have I said present from dog?
Yes.
Out loud. And I was thinking to myself, should I just say I'm really sorry for saying...
No, we did fear that you might come in here and then use a swear word and then have to actually do a real apology.
Yeah, that would be bad. But listen, enjoy the text.
They love you, Stevie.
Welcome back to Radio Essex. We've missed you so much.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott. Drive all night. Here we go. Radio Essex.
Okay, you can go and relax now.
Bye, Stevie. Do you forgive us?
Because
a mistake
will make it worse.
All right, Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero, get us underway this hour. You
are listening to Radio Essex.
Justin Bieber and Ghost, which is what it looked like Stevie had just seen about 10 minutes ago.
I
actually felt bad.
I felt a little bit bad, but it was worth it.
Samuel in Clacton says that was hilarious. Can you bring back the Big Drive Home podcast to relive moments like that, please? I think we'll probably pop that on the podcast because it was quite funny.
Yes, I think we will.
And there is talk of the podcast coming back for the Big Drive Home with more. better.
Yes.
Better. Jason loved that. Dobbo loved that as well. Angie, wow, we love you, Stevie. Ian says, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it was really good. And Sandra in Southminster, they've missed you, Stevie. Welcome back. And you are amazing, Essex, because we were like, what happens if no one texts?
Well, the thing is, because if we would have tried the joke on Steve, it wouldn't have quite worked on the basis that he knows we're going to try and wind him up.
Yeah.
The fact that it come from, we hadn't heard it and it come from you guys, hook, line and
sinker. Well, he instantly says, oh, I haven't. I didn't swear. I haven't said anything bad. And then we say, come in here. Once he saw the text from you guys, he really thought something had gone wrong. That was brilliant. So thank you for getting involved in that. That was fun. 5:15, bit cruel. Tuesday afternoon on the big drive home with Tiesto, Tate McRae. It's Radio Essex, Tate McRae with Tiesto. 10:35. Afternoon, Chris and Scott, big drive home for Tuesday. Having fun this afternoon. Yeah, we'll get to relive that on the podcast, which you can get if you've ever missed any of the shows. We haven't done it for a couple of weeks, but there is a podcast feed that you can always go to. It's The Big Drive Home. If you just search that wherever you get your podcasts from, you will find that podcast. And I think in a couple of days, Tom's going to edit all that up so you can relive that experience of Stevie thinking he'd sworn on the radio. So just a bit of a laugh, but you can relive that. Maybe you've just tuned in and you're wondering what all the fun was about. You can relive that. We'll put it up there in a couple of days on the podcast feed, which you can find, is called The Big Drive Home. Right, coming up, Ray, David Guetta on the way as well. Crazy What Love Can Do. And we'll play Towie for £2,000 on The Big Drive Home. Coming up. And they blanked that word out, because unlike Stevie, she's not allowed to say it.
No.
It's Anne-Marie on Radio Essex 532. Thank you so much for having us on.
The only word is Essex, with Aesthetics of Essex. Anti-aging cosmetic surgery clinic, now open at High Street Malvern.
The whole of Essex now is playing along. The amount of times I've been asked who it is today in a petrol station, I got asked who it was.
Nice.
I can't share this information. Tom tells everyone he doesn't know. It's a lie. If you meet Tom, he does know who it is. Scott doesn't know who
I
it is.
I don't know, so stop asking me.
I hope Lindsay in Chelmsford might know who it is. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Confident with your answer?
It's been my answer from day one, so I hope so.
And every time you hear it, you're like, oh, it's not, it could still be my answer.
Absolutely. I haven't deterred from it, but
have you looked at the wrong answer list?
I have, yep.
Good. Excellent. Good. Did you hear it when we first started then?
Yes, from day one.
And you instantly went, oh, I know who that is, and no one said it?
Nope, nobody said it.
Oh, it's going today.
Sounds like it.
Got to go today. Okay, Lindsay, I'm going to play it for you again down the phone. And you can have a listen and tell me who you think this is.
Essex.
And it's the name you've had in your head from day one.
Essex.
For £2,000. Lindsay in Chelmsford. Who do you reckon it is?
I think it's Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys you're going for?
Yep.
Okay. Just check the wrong answer list, please, with young Thomas. Have we had Alicia Keys yet?
We have not.
No Alicia Keys?
No.
That's good. It's a unique answer. Okay, Lindsay, I wish you the best of luck. For £2,000, is it Alicia Keys? Good luck.
Thank you.
There you go, and you have just won £2,000.
Oh my God, you're a joke.
Alicia, no, we wouldn't joke about, we joke with Stevie all the time, we wouldn't joke about a thing like that. That would be cruel. It's Alicia Keys. Do you want me to prove to you it's Alicia Keys to put you out of your misery?
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
There it is.
There you go. Amazing.
Oh my God.
So happy for you.
I can't believe it.
I thought, and I said to everyone in the office, it sounds like Alicia Keys. And they said, no, it's only because you know it's Alicia Keys.
Do you know what? When you said it, Lindsay, I instantly thought, wow, this is the winner. This is the winner. And Chris obviously knows. So it was unbelievable. Yeah, I knew it was going to be the winner today.
£2,000, Lindsay. What are you going to spend that on?
Do you know what? I literally have no idea at the moment. I cannot believe it. I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
I'm gobsmacked. Absolutely gobsmacked.
Well, it proves that you know, you text in, you got through, you randomly picked, you come on the radio, and boom, Alicia Keys, the correct answer for £2,000.
Thank you so much.
No worries, Lindsay.
I literally don't know what to say.
We're so happy for you. Thank you so much for playing, and thank you for being a listener, and £2,000 is your reward. Well done.
Thank you so much.
All right, stay there. Tom's going to get some details off you and we'll get that sorted out for you. Lindsay, have a great day. What a Tuesday. You're having
amazing.
Thank you.
Take care, Lindsay. Stay on the line. It's Lindsay Chelmsford. £2,000 richer. It was Alicia Keys.
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me. Well done to Lindsay in Chelmsford. £2,000 better off.
Do you know what? What a lovely feeling to be able to, like, I mean, so we just spoke to her off air to get her details and she said she'd had a, you know, particularly
she's
bad
had the
day.
The worst day ever, yeah.
And now, not having such a bad day, £2,000 richer. So
it is incredible. Because when you hear, everyone can play along with me now because this is how I've been all week, well, since we started it. It's Alicia Keys.
Essex.
It sounds like Alicia Keys.
Well, as I say, I mean, I thought it was loads of different people because I genuinely didn't
know. But then if you thought Pink.
Essex.
It sounds like Pink.
No, it does sound like Alicia Keys.
Essex. Essex. Essex.
Yeah, I mean...
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
That would have been a better competition. Okay, guys, who's this?
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
And I kept thinking, and I don't know why, because I don't know if anyone knows me here, those two buttons are next to each other.
They're not.
Tell me
they're not.
They are. So when we go, so all you need to do, it would be so easy to go, so all you need to do is tell me who this is.
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
Can you imagine if someone phoned up and said, it's Alicia Dixon?
Brilliant. Those girls is Players too. Coyle Ray and Players. Hello to Donna on Canvey. She says, please, can you replay the trick on Stevie? My phone rang in the car and turned the radio off, so I missed it. That's annoying.
That is annoying.
It's almost annoying where I get too close to the car in front and goes beep 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 while I'm singing a song. That's annoying as well.
If there was I wish there was a way,
a podcast,
good idea,
we could do that. Donna, we are going to put it on our Big Drive Home podcast feed. Probably. What are you saying no for, Stevie?
Yeah,
so we can live it forever and ever and ever.
Stevie's literally going, no, I don't want to hear it again. He'll go on the podcast.
He'll go on the podcast feed. Big Drive Home is where you'll find the podcast. It'll be in the next couple of days. Tom's doing it. It'll be in the next
couple of years.
So, because he's been busy. And we've also got people. Joe's made a little promo for the winner of Towie. Because if anyone's just tuned in, Towie has been won. And it sounded like this.
We've been asking you one simple question. Whose voice is this?
Essex.
And you answered wrong.
Is it Miley Cyrus?
I think it's Rita Ora.
Except for one.
I think it's Alicia Keys.
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
Yay!
Woohoo! Oh my God, it's changing me.
The only word is Essex, with Aesthetics of Essex. Anti-aging cosmetic surgery clinic, now open at High Street, Malvern.
Well done, Lindsay in Chelmsford. £2,000 better off, thanks to The Only Word is Essex. And I'm sure we'll have something else coming up soon to give more money away.
Yeah, we just, you know, we love it. We love giving money away. And I mean, that was such a lovely
love giving other people's money away.
Yeah, it's not our money. No.
The radio station's money. I'm not giving my money away.
Have you not put money in?
Not on that one.
Next time. Oh, yes,
Have you done a grand? Yes, I did a grand too.
Did you?
Yes, definitely.
Not.
All right, Jojo on the radio coming up. We'll have a chat with him in a second. Mario Winans, I don't want to know. How do you want to end the show tonight?
I think someone should say Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
Okay, get your voice notes in. Mario Winans, the original, I don't want to know. Just did that whole rap to Scott in his face. And he loved it.
It wasn't weird at all. It was a little at the end.
Yeah, a little holler. Yeah.
Really good.
It's the best version. This is brilliant, this song.
It is very good.
I really like the one with The Weeknd and Metro Boomin. But every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, I prefer the I Don't Want to Know. I like that rap. It's brilliant.
You're going to do it live
now? No, I'm going to do it live.
Okay.
We all know I can, but I'm not going to. Jojo on the radio. It's me rapping again. It's Jojo on the radio.
Excellent. So good.
Holla. Jojo. How's it going, mate? Do you want a microphone?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Oh, he does that. Don't worry. Welcome to my club. He does that to me all of the time.
Wow, this is good, isn't it? £2,000 lighter.
Yeah, got the winning feeling
got
in
there. Got the winning
air.
Feeling, yeah.
It's good. There's buzz around the office.
You were the same as me. You knew she'd won it as soon as she came on air.
Yeah.
I knew.
I sat down and I was just like, I have a feeling today that it's going to go.
You knew the answer, didn't you?
Yes.
Because you do a lot of the production around.
I do all the production,
so,
yeah.
Because to me, it sounded like Alicia Keys, but that's because we said it, didn't we?
Yeah, you
but
said to me in the office, oh, I think it's too easy. It sounds like Alicia Keys. And I was like, well, it's going to, isn't it? Because you... know it.
Yeah, and it's true. And she recorded this for us for Christmas.
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
So she says, like, happy Christmas, yeah. Whatever. So we said, actually, don't play it. We can use that for The Only Word Is Essex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Alicia Keys.
Because well nobody, because you were saying, like, with the one we've done stuff from film cuts and that
yeah,
before,
yeah,
people
yeah.
have watched the film and then gone, this,
well, when
this
we did
the Essex
it,
bit.
We did it originally on Breakfast, way back when I was doing Breakfast. And we had one clip, I think it was Robert De Niro, and he says it in an English accent. He says Essex or something in a film.
Yeah.
Somebody had watched the film the night before and was like, oh my God, that's the tower. And it was like yeah. £2,000 again. And but this one, no one would have ever heard her saying that because it was a clip she did exclusively for us.
Yeah. Wow. It worked well, didn't it?
It did. So Joe's on the radio. You got any guests inside? You've always got a guest on.
No, not today, but I've got Sagala on tomorrow.
I can get you Scott from Five.
If you stick to me. I'm going to go
stick around.
Are you going home?
Yeah, they don't pay me off.
Okay.
Six.
Oh. Okay.
And do you get paid?
We're too.
Oh, no, they don't pay. No, they don't pay me. I just do it for the love.
Yeah, so you got Sagala on tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun.
I like Sagala.
Yeah. It's got a tour and that on the way as well and an album coming out. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And you're playing M&E and Cigala very soon.
Yep.
Mimi Webb, Red Flags, mm-hmm. My favourite tune. That's coming up.
Oh, he's already had an interview.
Did Mimi Webb last week. Yeah,
that was... Mimi Webb being on the old news. Hot 7 at 7 coming up from 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Biggest songs on the radio. Bit of bants. It's Jojo on the radio. What more can we say about that?
Jokic.
He does his own jingles.
Yeah.
Ending the show tonight, Kazzy from Chelmsford. We'll see you tomorrow from 3. Essex, have a great evening.
All right, Essex. Tuesday completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.